Now, I'd like to do a short mihrab with Yoham, simply about consciousness. And I want to express one thing that sometimes when I talk about this book, which indeed was written, sometimes there's a fear, what's going to happen next? That's the very, you could say, reason you came here, not the fear, but you came here to bring consciousness at a time when it's absolutely needed on the planet. You came here to harvest the seeds of divinity that you planted a long time ago. That's why you're here. So let's take a good deep breath. The breath of consciousness. There's no battles that are going to take place with the machines. Not at all. The machines will end up destroying themselves. And isn't that like the mind itself? The mind always trying to find the answers. The mind trying to become more intelligent to glorify itself. The mind isolating the person from the other realities and from senses and feelings. The mind sheltering one off from the grandness of life and focusing on simply itself, the intelligence. You see, the mind, not just artificial intelligence, but the human mind will eventually do the same, will eventually go crazy. If it's always pursuing more intelligence to be smarter, faster, more powerful. That's a big part of the experience that you've all had in your lives. Having to let go of that thing called the mind, which by itself is fine, but when it becomes the only thing, when it becomes the focus, when it becomes a tool of power, when it keeps you from sensing and feeling and remembering, it's time for that mind to let go, to allow, to bring in the consciousness. Let's take a deep breath for consciousness itself. It contains no energy, it has no power. It is not greater than anyone else's consciousness. It can never be taken from you. You can never make it bigger. It is simply awareness, pureness. It's something that cannot be measured. You cannot have a greater consciousness level than any other being, but it is something that can be realized, allowed, something that you allow to come into your life. Each and every one of you has gone through so many struggles with the mind, with emotions. And in your journey, it has brought upon a lot of doubt, a lot of confusion into your life. But we go beyond the mind now. Not trying to get rid of it, not trying to deny it, we simply go beyond. Into consciousness, awareness. It's all done by allowing. You see, because when you're trying to work on your consciousness, it's really just the mind. When you're trying to effort into enlightenment, it's really just the mind working. But when you take a deep breath and you just allow, open up, now the consciousness can be here with you. Time of Machines is a book about you, your journey, your bringing of consciousness into your life and therefore into the potentials of this planet. Perhaps the name, the title will change. It was very appropriate back then, the Time of Machines. But I know one thing is certain, that the subtitle will be The Time of Consciousness. Let's take a deep breath with that and just allow.